As a community culture, we sometimes prioritize protecting the abuser or the predator over the victim. And in this context, I'm referring to men who are in positions of religious leadership who have financially, physically, or sexually preyed upon women and children and men. What does the current culture that we have look like? It looks like making excuses for a predator or an abuser and saying hiding sins is more important than protecting other victims. It looks like being warned and even having evidence of a religious leader's predatory behavior. And yet, they're still invited to lectures at a conference. Looks like asking questions like, why did you meet him in the first place? Instead of full stop statement, rape is in no circumstances ever acceptable. How do we change that culture to reflect the objectives of Islamic law? We work with the victims to bring criminal charges, no invitations and no leadership and masjid boards. Just because someone has repented doesn't mean that the harm that they have done is gone. It can go through professional rehabilitation and take roles outside of religious leadership. We need every single masjid to hire women religious scholars. We need to create a national system of accountability, like Ustada Shazia Ahmed has called for. Imams and religious leaders go through training to become licensed, funding restorative justice. In Islamic history, the imam was the one who led prayers and taught knowledge. They were not the one who was the lawyer, the marriage counselor, the therapist. We need to fund in our communities professionals and create normative systems work through restorative justice. Deplatforming the predator. The clear message that we have a zero tolerance policy for predators. Many women say that they don't trust any men in religious leadership, and I understand where that comes from. It comes from a place of immense pain. But we truly have incredible imams, imams I work with every week. And Dr. Rania Awad, who is a scholar and also the director of the Stanford Muslim Mental Health Lab, talks about how the majority of imams truly are invested in the betterment of their communities. Queens, I want you to identify your power. There are situations that are outright cases. For example, if a religious leader slides into your DMs and talks about how your nur is brighter than any other woman's, block him. Screenshot it. If you feel safe and like you could be heard, take it to the masjid leadership who oversee the employment of said religious leader, who should then threaten the termination and dismissal from his position, because no man in a space of religious authority who is implicitly trusted due to his position has an excuse to come at women that way. Survivors should never have to decide to publicize all of the abuse that they've experienced simply so that our community would listen and protect other women. In fiqh, there is a maxim that harm should be removed. This is derived from a statement of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, be neither harming nor reciprocating harm. The example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when a woman came to him who was raped in Medina, he didn't ask her what she was doing out or what she was wearing. He took action.